I believe there's demons all over these people.
Well, first of all, I just want to preface by saying that you're obviously doing something right, because every time I come on your show, there's intense warfare, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
In these last days, God's people need to speak the truth. Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm doing just that with my brand new show, David Heavener Live, where we cover topics the church won't. Join me each and every week with my guest on David Heavener Live.
Yeah, brand new. I'd say we're in our ninth year. Well, brand new to people that are just new to us. Thank you for joining us every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. What do? We talk about things church doesn't talk about, but we're kind of specific in the things we do. We go after demonic warfare. We dissect it. I interview both victims, sometimes the perpetrators that have reformed, that have repented, people that went from victims to victory with human trafficking, child abuse, SRA, program multiples, all those things. We talk about the alien demon connection, which few people talk about. Is it real? Well, they are demons, that's for sure. What about abduction? I've interviewed, I can't tell you, countless of abductees, people that said encounters of being abducted. But what does that mean? Did an alien come and just take you up? No, I think not. You need to go to David Heavener TV and check it out. As a matter of fact, right now, just so, and again, I wanted you guys to understand what we're doing here because it's important. I want to show you just something that I think is important here. This is our channel, okay? Yeah, wimpy Christians, look at that. We have a live channel where you can watch us live, which you can watch now, and you can watch it free. We have the Last Evangelist channel. You can watch episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3 is coming out in about a couple of weeks. We have another series, David Heavener Investigates, where I investigate all these things, astral projection, sleep paralysis, et cetera, et cetera. I have a new filmmaking channel just launching, Save Our Children channel, coming Apocalypse channel. Folks, we have all of this, and we have this just for you, okay? I want you to go sign up to David Heavener TV, become a member, become a partner. Partner with us, okay? Because this is our platform. This is how we are getting the word of God out, all right? And I appreciate you so much. All right, so what are we talking about this evening? Oh, boy. I want you to get out the, get out your popcorn. But unfortunately, I'm not going to tell you to butter it up because this is going to be a rough and rocky ride. Why? Because demons don't want us to talk about things we're talking about. Some things we're talking about is candle magic, techno witchcraft. What is it? Mind machines, techno magic, CIA, remote viewing. I've got my guest coming on in just a few minutes that's going to talk to us about his journey through this from victim to victor. About how things you need to look for so that you don't get involved with this, or maybe your kids, grandkids. You want to stay away from it, folks. You see, in these last days, which is what we're in now, the demons are using technology, right? Because people say, David, what is techno witchcraft? What's techno witchcraft? Well, I mean, you know, look, we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to dive into it. And we're going to talk about many other issues. That just happens to be one. But let's go to the techno witchcraft. Mouth full. You go, nah, David, sounds like Halloween. It's Halloween on steroids. You see, what's happening now, and AI is going to filter this, what we're talking about. This is the new age of the new age. This is the new way of the new age. This is the, if we're using technology, you and I, well, you know demons are using it. So if demons are using it and they operate through witchcraft, the techno witchcraft, doesn't that make sense? I mean, come on. Oh, David, I don't want to hear about that. No, you have to. You can't go put your head in the sand because you have kids or you have grandkids or you have somebody you know that's using this stuff without even knowing it. It's seeping into their mind and then into their blood. And this is why we have to expose this. And I'm going to bring on my guest, Dusty, and he was taught by a warlock. And he's going to be talking about that. What's it like to be taught by a warlock? Let me bring Dusty on. Dusty, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. So let's get right to it. You were at 15 years old. You made a deal with the devil, okay? What deal did you make with the devil? What was the deal that you made with the devil?
First of all, when the deal was made in a dream. Demons can make people forget that they make deals, so that it goes so that people don't even know that they have demon deals. And to answer the rest of the question is, I basically made a deal that I wanted a psychic gifting, and I wanted to be able to do a lot of things that the average teenager would want at that time, where they want dates, want to be the smartest person, popular. More emphasized on the psychic gifting.
Okay, so this is kind of like Simon the Sorcerer in Scripture. He wanted to he saw people like casting out demons and doing all these supernatural things. So he said, and they're from God, and he wanted that. He was even willing to pay for it. Do you think, and you were 15, do you think, Dusty, that a lot of kids, they want this kind of thing and they've made deals with the devil, which they don't even remember that they made? Do you think this happens more than we even can conceive?
I think it happens, at a lower level. I think, especially when you get a Harry Potter, a lot of video games introduce the witchcraft type material in it, and all these ideas, and when you get all the influence, I mean, how can an average person not find it interesting and say that question, what if this is actually real and I could do it? So.
Well, so when you say lower level, anytime you deal with demons, it's every level is low. I got friends in low places. So what you're saying, I think, is people watching Harry Potter, they're watching the Hollywood stuff that comes out on demons, on spirituality. And then they want to go, kids, watch this, they want to go, and they want to have those same kind of powers because they saw Harry Potter and they saw whatever the latest, fad is. So you wanted that. And so did you go to a devil? Did you actually conjure up a demon and say, I want to make a deal with you? Like, how'd you meet this devil?
So I felt like, it was a generational curse and a bloodline set up, and I had did it where basically I put it this way. I was really depressed, and I thought about ending my life, but I right as I was getting ready to got more serious about it, I had I heard something, and it said, in a dream, I can give you all these things. Let's make a deal.
Okay. So this was a dream that you had, but and you were making a deal. Was this Satan you were making a deal with, or just one of his minions?
This was with the demon Lilith.
Demon of what?
Lilith.
Okay. But this was a dream. But was it real? You said it's a dream. Was it a dream, or do you think it was real in the spiritual world?
I knew it was a dream, and it was something that had held on to it because the next day things changed spiritually after that dream.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you how they changed, but before I do that, I want to circle back around about the dreams. A lot of people think that when you dream something, it's not really real. On the contrary, scripture says that we will dream dreams and see visions, okay? If God can give us dreams and visions, so can the devil give dreams and visions. In other words, God operates through dreams, so can Satan. Don't you agree?
Yes, definitely.
So once you made a deal with this devil, what happened? What changed in your life? What was the events?
I got a lot of psychic gifts that I was able to read people's minds. Like I would go up to people and just know their name, and I would call I got that strong spirit divination. Just being able to know things about people that, like, instantly just for talking to them.
Uh-huh. Just like a lot of these psychics, people that read your palm, they do tarot cards. Do you think that most of them are fake, or do you think most of them are actually demonically possessed, that they actually have that spirit of divination, of the power to actually read people's minds and the future?
Yeah, so I would say there's about half of them are probably con artists, and then there's another half that is a spiritually legitimate, and they have a lot of spirits of divination, and that I believe that the most, based on my experience, that they have definitely demons that are in and working around them.
Okay. So you were 15 years old. Were you raised in a church? You're probably going to tell me you were a Catholic, right?
Yeah.
How did I know that? Do you think Catholicism had any influence on the fact that you were playing with demons at this point, demonology?
I don't know. I just knew that I had got the wrong image of the true Bible when I was in the Catholic Church. It's all very about the works and less about salvation.
Yeah, I guess I should have rephrased that. Do you feel like the lack of knowledge because of the church you went to, their lack of teaching allowed you to fall into this? If you would have known really what was going on, you'd at least had some way to protect yourself, right?
Yes. I think just that a negative spin that they put on the Catholic Church, just how they're more... they talk more about salvation and, I mean about the they don't talk about salvation enough. It's more about God having mercy, or that he's that he has pity on you, and that's why he's your God, rather than that he wants to save you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's move on. Okay, so you got caught up at 15 years old. You made a deal with this demon. You did you pay money to this demon? Did you actually pay money to make this deal?
No, it was all in a dream.
Okay, so it was a dream. Okay. So I want to ask you about candle magic, okay? Let's talk about candle magic and mind machines. Were you playing with candle magic and mind machines?
Yeah, towards the end of my...
Okay. So let's talk about candle magic. What is candle magic?
So in a nutshell, you get I'm not going to tell people how to do it, but use candles to do the mode of this type of magic.
Okay. So it's basically, excuse me, using candles to, what are you, casting spells on people? Would you light the candles? Yeah. Okay, you cast spells. When you were doing it, were you doing it by yourself, or did you have somebody with you?
When I learned the real way of doing it, I was mentored by, we'll call him a warlock.
Okay.
Who had been doing it for a number of years.
Okay. Was he a warlock?
I'd like to call him that. I think that's the best way to call him for the time being.
Okay, so you were taught by a warlock. Okay. So this warlock that was teaching you, this person, they were teaching you about candle magic. They were teaching you about, what about mind machines?
Yeah. We were doing stuff with mind machines that ends up being a form of techno witchcraft. But I can't give a lot of details on it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying mind machine connects into techno witchcraft, right?
Yeah, there's concepts and things that people can integrate, and I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. And your reason for not wanting to talk about it, Dusty, is it because you don't want people trying it? You don't want to give it any much attention because you're concerned it might be some type of glorifying it or something?
Yeah, I don't want to glorify the tools of the devil, and I think that this is something that's a conversation for closed doors. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, that I think the techno witchcraft stuff is actually worse than candle magic.
Yeah. So maybe go ahead.
In the way that it's another deception of like the New Age movement that is trying to use to deceive people. Mm-hmm. There is a lot less.
Do you believe that there are kids involved in this and parents don't even know it? You know, you were 15 years old. Did your parents know it?
No, they knew some things, but not a whole lot. Usually people into it seem to be like they're a little bit secretive. They don't like to tell family unless their family's involved in it.
Yeah. Do you think there's a lot of kids involved in this and parents don't even know it?
Well, I think children are involved in it when they do video games, because you cast spells in video games and they do all these basically a form of techno magic in these video games.
Yeah.
And then they're throwing curses on people and they're doing it all virtually. And that's one of the games that the devil uses.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get into. And I mentioned it on my opening, that it could be that there's a lot of kids and people that are getting brainwashed, that are getting, having curses, spells put on them without even knowing it, by being immersed in this technology, which is controlled by witchcraft. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that's happening?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, if you believe it's happening, which I agree with you, that must mean there's a lot of people walking around with spells on them that are cursed, that have demons all over them, and they don't even know it. They don't have a clue. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And then people also walk around with word curses, speaking negative words or statements. That's one of the quickest way to get curses on you.
Yeah. This would explain, Dusty, my analogy, and I've said this time and time again, and it's me trying to figure it out, is that people today, as opposed to 20, 30, 40 years ago, they seem like they're cold. They seem like they don't have a soul, a lot of them. They don't have emotion. They don't have a heart. They're very just kind of like they've been in a war zone, like they've been stripped of their who they are. Do you think this could have something to do with it? What we're talking about, these spells, these curses, the unknown witchcraft that's upon people, and they don't even know it, and this is why they're walking around kind of blank?
Yes, absolutely. People have either throughout the Bible, or they have it sitting in their basement or under their bed, and they're not opening it up, and they're not reading the Word of God, so they let all these other types of literature and things influence them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're saying video games play a big part of this, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Is it the violence? Is it the killing in the video games, or what is it? What is it that's a big part of it? What is it that passes the curse, the spell?
So definitely, like I mentioned, in video games, when they do the witchcraft, and that sometimes they'll have characters that will say the witchcraft spell or whatever it is. And then especially, like I mentioned, the violence, definitely they try and precondition people so they're used to violence, so that in the real world, they're already mentally conditioned, so when they go and hurt people, they don't care.
Mm. This is why there's a lot of killings now. People walk in, mass shootings and stuff, you know. There's a lot of it now going on. They probably could be victims, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to scripture, Dusty. Let's look at Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Is it safe to say that what we're talking about is one of those unfruitful works of darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And it says, reprove, rebuke, expose. This is what you're doing, right? You're exposing it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not it's more of an exposing, and it's not about my testimony will be released at a later discussion, but I want this to focus about just the tools that the devil is using.
Yeah. So people don't get caught up in it. You have a heart. You have a heart for people. So when we come back, I'm going to be asking you about when you got saved, how you got saved, how you got out of this. I'm going to be asking about Scientology. Okay. And what that was all about. So I want you to stay with me, because I have a lot more questions for you, Dusty, and we'll be right back. We're also going to be talking about MK Ultra, because remote viewing, folks, all this ties together, just like with episode 3 of Last Evangelist. It's all about missing children. Here's the poster. And I've got a special presentation on David Heavener TV under the Last Evangelist channel, talking about the behind the scenes. I played the trailer and talking about what this is really all about. It's a true story, and most people don't even know it. The Last Evangelist. Yep, a true story, and most people don't even know it. It's about the blood. So I want you to go sign up right now. You can watch episode 1 and 2, and you can watch episode 3 in about 2 weeks. But right now, if you go, you'll get to see my special presentation on it. And by the way, if you're interested, if you would like to support us, you can go to davidhebner.tv/give or text the word chosen to 91999 or call 844-806-0006. That would be awesome. I really appreciate you guys. And don't forget about my new books, the End Times Investigation and True Power. I promise you, this is the story of my life right here. It's about what Dusty and I are talking about, program multiples, SRA, demonic witchcraft, how they're operating in these last days, and then also how to use your true power in these last days. Two books. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to davidhebner.tv/order. And this is the 8 hours of interviews. L.A. Marzulli, Lake Russ Dizdar, just goes on and on. Lisa Haven. It's got so many topics on here. 8 hours of SRA, sleep paralysis, program multiples, alien demon connection. We have L.A. Marzulli on there. Go check it out, please. davidhebner.tv/order. We just trying to get this in your hands. It's all about educating people. So please go check it out. I got Dusty with us. Dusty was a victim of, you could call the dealing, making a deal with the demon in his dream, which was real. He woke up the next morning and he had these supernatural powers. This isn't one of those Hollywood movies. This is a true story. He's willing to come on and share some of these things. Dusty, by the way, you're a single guy, right? You're single. You're not married.
Yes. Okay.
So what about love potions? Do you play around with love potions to try to get somebody to like you?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a time I had played with that. I found that, I was trying this one particular person, and it worked for a short period of time, and then it stopped working. When I had tried to redo the magic on it, I was feeling sick and wasn't feeling good, and I was trying to do it, but I couldn't do it. I spiritually felt like I was getting thrown to the ground, even though I wasn't. Like my body would freeze and I wouldn't be able to do it. And
this was when you were doing a love potion. So yeah. I know you don't want to glorify this, but I got to ask the question. How do you do you don't have to give me details, but just give me an idea. How do you do a love potion? Like, because the reason I ask is there's a song called Love Potion Number 9. I produced it on an artist named Tiny Tim many years ago. You hear, seeing these movies, love potions, it's kind of a comedy, but how do they really do these love potions?
I didn't really use a love potion. It was more of a candle magic thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's kind of potent. Does it really work? Do these love potions really work at the end of the day?
Well, there's all this love magic stuff. It works, but I'll have to say I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working when I was redoing it, and I found out that that one particular girl, she was a very strong Christian.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, and it backfired and yeah. came into you and you got sick.
Could that, yeah. That, oh, yeah.
It boomerangs. So what you're saying, thank you for saying that, is that when somebody has the mind of Christ and they're a strong Christian, I'm talking about real Dusty, not one of these lukewarm, you know, pussycats out there, talking about a real Christian, that when you're walking in the power of God, which this girl was, and you got a witch, which is what you were doing, practicing witchcraft, and a witch tries to come against a strong Christian, I think what you're saying is, baby, this ain't going to work. It doesn't work when you got the power of God in you. It'll bounce back off of them and actually go and knock the witch on their tush.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I love it. That's great. No, I love it. So it just goes to show, folks, we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay fasted up. We've got to stay in the power of God. And I'm not saying you're exempt from witchcraft or you're exempt from demonic attacks. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you're certainly better off if you are prayed up and powered up than you are if you're not. And chances are you're not going to be affected. Not like you would be as if you're not protected, right? Okay, so Dusty, we talked about techno witchcraft, we talked about mind machines, we talked about candle magic and love potion number 9. Now I want to ask you about receiving demonic gifts. We talk about gifts of the spirit when it comes to Christ, when it comes to God. What's some of the demonic gifts that you received?
Well, some of them was being able, more like the divination, as I mentioned, there was that, and there was other stuff I can't remember. I could feel that the demons don't want me talking about this.
You could read people's minds. You told me that you could pick up on their energy. Could you really read their minds? Or you could tell kind of what they were thinking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about necromancy? Did you ever practice necromancy?
Yes, in the way of ghost hunting is a form of necromancy. Well, it can be a form of necromancy.
Right.
And okay.
Well, you talked about divination. Could you really pick up on the future? Tell people what would happen to them in the future?
Well, the new age stuff, it's really doesn't work. It's not only a spiritual a deception, it doesn't work in itself, not as effective. Like it's a bunch of tricks I've seen out there, I did do the CIA remote viewing, and they have all their other things out there under studies, and that was more effective.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to divination, predicting the future. Do you believe that demons, that witches using witchcraft, it is possible to tell the future, to see the future in someone, or do you think that's a deception?
I think to a certain degree they can, but I think I really think the hijack prophecy from God, they're not really coming up with their own future. They're kind of like looking into what God has planned. They're just like pulling little nuggets or pieces out, and it might be partially correct, but it's not really going to be like on par compared to like if you're talking to like a true prophet.
Yeah, I agree. It is a counterfeit. They do have supernatural powers, but nothing that matches our power. Nothing. It doesn't come close. That's why it makes me so mad that people get knocked around. We don't need to be knocked around by these demons. It's just because of ignorance, you know.
I just feel like by the Spirit, I have to say this. If anybody that's watching is involved with psychic readings and all the divination stuff, or you're in the business and you're watching this, that you would be better off becoming a prophet. The Lord would, even if you decided to charge whatever for your readings, you'd be a lot more successful than doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Now, Dusty, don't go out and tell people, start setting up a shop and charging people to do readings for God. I know you don't mean that, but so let's talk about remote viewing, because you encountered that. As a matter of fact, your background is that you went to school as under cybersecurity. Tell me about your connection with CIA remote viewing. Does that tie into the demonic? Does that tie into witchcraft?
I believe it's a scientific version of divination and long that types of things. And I actually got into that at a young age too. It was probably around 15 as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said it's a scientific version. I'm so glad you said that, because I really want to touch on this, because I think there's a lot of confusion. You know, AI is artificial intelligence. I tell people there's three kind: AI, which is artificial intelligence, GI, which is God's intelligence, and NI, which is no intelligence at all, or the world's intelligence. It depends on who's behind AI, okay? The scientific method you're talking about, remote viewing, it is scientific, but if demons get a hold of it, if the dark world gets a hold of it, it no longer becomes good in the way of mankind. Scientific, yes, but it's also demonic. Would you agree?
Yes, it's promoted as part of the human potential movement, which is antichrist because it's not God-centered. There's a lot more on this that we could get into, but we won't have time for this show, I don't believe. So,
yeah. So cybersecurity, did you work in cybersecurity, or you just went to school for it?
I went to school for it, and I had one job that worked out, but then I left like 3 months, got attacked, I guess, by the devil, and lost that job. So
you got attacked? How did that happen?
It was a toxic work environment. I was getting paid like six figures, and that it was one of the worst places I've ever worked in my life.
Okay. All right. So did you feel like you might be getting too close to something you didn't want to be close to, getting into cybersecurity, that it might tie into remote viewing and tie into techno witchcraft? Was there any connection like that?
I don't know. I think the devil just likes anybody in the New Age movement. I talk to anybody involved with it. He likes to keep poor. There's very few people I know who are successful in the movement. They're either book writers, or they're like public, like general people are generally broke all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, in case you guys are wondering about remote viewing, you hear this a lot thrown around. Military supposedly uses it, and I'm not saying they don't. I'm just going to tell you that I don't have any documents on my desk, even though I've done tons of research on it, and I believe they do. But I have to say that, you know, it's not been, first of all, remote viewing has not been proven to be a fact that they can actually do that, this remote viewing. But what it is, it's It's seeking information from a person or object that's nowhere around you. It's someplace, somebody hidden somewhere. I'm kind of giving you a Johnny Thunder tour, but it's psychologically being able to seek out these people and to be able to see them, to get information, extract information. Now, is it possible in the world of demons? Absolutely. I've done tons of interviews with people. I've got a tribute to Russ Dizdar channel, and we talk about this. So go to David Hebner TV, and you can see this remote viewing. It's using MK Ultra. It's using a lot of different other programs. But science, with military, they're saying it's scientific. I'm not sure it's scientific. Do they really do remote viewing? I believe yes. But under the umbrella of science, not sure about that one. I don't know if you have anything you want to add on to that.
Dusty. I would say that the science has gotten strong on it since the program ended for the military. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of question marks, like it's what they call a pseudoscience, which there's some truth to the science, but again, with the question marks, is it demonically influenced? That's a big question.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Thank you for making that point. It took me 2 minutes to explain it. You did it in 30 seconds. Is it possible with the human psyche? I think it's possible. I mean, you know, it is possible, but to say it's scientific and they're doing it under the umbrella of science, I don't know about that. I think demons have gotten a hold of it. I think it's demonic, and I think they're not using it for God, number one. And I'm not quite sure really who's behind it in the deep state. So Dusty, as we round the corner here, I want to ask you about Scientology. How long were you in? First of all, how old were you when you got into Scientology? And how long were you into Scientology? And what is Scientology?
So I can't remember how old, but I got into it roughly in the year 2019. And I was in the church for 6 months. And believe it or not, I talked to an ex-Scientologist, and he said a lot of people only last six months in the church.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And what is Scientology? You know, I was in Hollywood for years, and they're big in Hollywood. But what do they actually... I mean, I know what they teach, but I'd like to hear it from you. So, the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, so it is a philosophy. Everything is written by Ron Hubbard. And that pretty much they idolize him for all the information. And I describe it as an antichrist deliverance system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of him, and I'd go into the Scientology building. I remember we were shooting movies, and we had to use their building, go behind it, and I saw this dude. You know, he looked like the guy on Gilligan's Island, the rich guy. I can't think of his name, but he had on a sailor cap and a big smile, and, you know, he's out on his boat, you know, and I'm thinking, how in the world could you have millions of people following in this guy? I mean, it just looks like a normal Joe, right? Well, the answer is you hit the nail on the head. It's demonic. You know, demons use people and they attract them into a cult, into a false religion. I want to ask you, as we finalize this time together, you were saved, okay? You, how old were you when you met Jesus? You had made a deal with the devil at 15. You'd gone through years of being taught by this warlock. You went into Scientology. How old were you when you met Jesus?
That was in 2024. That would be 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. How did that happen?
Through a deliverance minister. And I in a nutshell, not to glorify the devil, I was getting some spiritual attacks physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that maybe there might be something for me, because I was going to all these people that were exorcists and New Age and all this that doesn't really work. And so I decided I'm either going to do this or I'm going to be dragged down the hill.
Yeah. So do you remember the night or the day that God touched your spirit? What happened? What was going on in those split seconds?
After I did this session with this deliverance minister, I felt a freedom, especially from addictions like pornography, and that was probably the big one. I actually was skeptical of deliverance ministry, and the next day, because I was so addicted to pornography, that I opened it up and I started getting ready. Like I felt so sick, I had to turn the whole thing off, and that's when I knew that there was something spiritual going on. And along with that freedom I had received, I just feel like the weights were lifted.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, what would you, Dusty, tell people out there that are going through what you've gone through? What would you say to them? What is it they need to do?
That they need to, if they're having these issues, they need to find a deliverance ministry, and particularly one that is you want one that where they cast out demons, do the inner healing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find good ministers, but I'll let the people use their own judgment on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole take a long time to talk about.
Well, you know, you and I talked about possibly opening up a channel on David Hebner TV, a deliverance channel, where we have teachings on demonic warfare, which I already have now, but I need to sculpt it into a channel. And then people that need help can come to that channel, leave their information, and hopefully they can be helped. I want to ask you a question, kind of personal. Do you think that possibly you were a program multiple? Do you think that there was a time that you had split personalities?
I think I definitely could be.
That's what I was picking up. How do you equate that? What happened? Or do you have any idea, or do you not have memory of?
I think there's two forms of the SRA, the satanic ritual abuse, that I think there's physical and then there's remote. I think people can do stuff remotely I think there's two versions, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why you're vulnerable if you're not a child of God and you're not prayed up, fasted up with the armor on, right? This is why you've got to be. And so many.
Yeah. And then I just want to say that people need to have a prayer life, read the Bible every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, because this stuff is going to protect you.
Yeah.
And it's better if you do it in previous videos. I know you've mentioned that just you don't have to have the time. Just whip it out and do it. Don't think about it. Because if you set a time, then the devil knows, oh, every day at this time you're going to be doing it. And so he'll try and find things to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, that's true. So see, it makes sense. You know, we talked about satanic ritual abuse, and we think about it being in person, which it is most of it. But with this techno demonic activity warfare, it's very possible that people can now inflict pain, program people through technology, right? And that's what you said. You mentioned that. I agree. I think the devil is very clever in using this stuff, especially to young minds.
Yes, especially with that. And then when we talk about the integration of AI coming out, I think that AI is a demonic entity too.
Without going down a rabbit hole, AI in and of itself now, I'm talking about the way it is right now. I'm not saying the way it could end up being in 5 years. I don't know. I'm not I can barely operate a computer, so you can't talk to me about technology. But it right now, it's a benign, it's like a gun. It depends on who's got control of it right now. That could change. But the question is, are we going to use it for God, or are we going to just put our head in the sand and let Satan use it for what Satan's doing? In episode 3, Dusty, part of episode 3, I did use some AI techniques, but I'm using it for God. I'm actually exposing the Antichrist through human trafficking, missing children, SRA, run by a deep state government. I'm exposing all that in episode 3. So I'm using the tool for God against them. And I think that's what Christians need to wake up and understand. It is the future. Are they going to run to the mountains, hide their heads? What? Are we going to figure out what's going on and have knowledge? Dusty, thank you so much for being with us. You've got the last word here. We just have a few seconds. If anything God's laid on your heart that you'd like to tell people?
Yeah, just don't give up on God. It's never too late. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, or how far down things are.
Well, you're living proof, my friend. You're part of this ministry, and we're glad to have you as part of it. You blessed a lot of people. Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate you so much.
Thanks.
God bless you. All right, that's Dusty willing to come on and share his testimony. He didn't have to do that, and that's tough. When you're in stuff like this and you're laying your laundry out, that's not an easy thing to do. So pray for him, and also pray that God can use you, since you now have this information that he shared with you. Okay. If you would like to support this ministry, this is what we do, folks. There's not tons of us out here, so we need to keep going. Okay. And what does it do? It takes us to places. We travel around. Just last, 3-4 weeks ago, a girl got saved at a conference that I was speaking at. I did an altar call, and she came forward. 17 years old. Life changed because of you, okay? Because of your prayers. Prayers first, okay? It's most important. Pray for us. And then if God leads you, again, David at davidhebner.tv/give, consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006 or text the word CHOSEN to 91999. This is also blessing a ministry, and it blesses our ministry when you donate your old car. Maybe you have an old piece of land or house or something you'd like to donate. you get a tax write-off, but you can call 855-500-RIDE or 844-277-HOME. We got to support each other. And then don't forget about all of our hats and Legalize Jesus, My Vaccines, The Blood of Jesus t-shirt. Don't forget about that, because it's a way that you can walk around and people ask you, what does that mean? My Vaccines, The Blood of Jesus, what does that mean? Anyway, all right, we're going to go underground. Dusty's going to go with us. We're going to talk more about his journey, and he's going to say some things he can't say right now. So I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay with us. We're going to run a few commercials, but then we're going to be at Underground, in about 5 minutes. If you're not a member of David Heavener TV, go sign up. Then send us an email at admin@davidheavener.tv. We'll send you back a link for this one time only. We won't have to do it again. And you'll be able to come underground, and you will be able to ask questions and be part of the family. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Remember, you never really lived till you found someone worth dying for. That's Christ Jesus. God bless you.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. We set it up as the model, like The Chosen, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor. You can be a producer. You can be or just donate. A special thank you.
Hey, everybody. Episode 1 and 2 are finished, but we're now filming episode 3. Would you please help us finance this very important mission? Episode 3 deals with mind control and how government is taking over the church. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to lastevangelist.com, or you can text the word evangelist to 71777. You can watch episode 1 and 2 right now on davidheavener.tv. I love you all. Thank you so much.
And we have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy, and the alien-demon connection with L.A. Marzulli. So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999, the word CHOSEN to 91999, and get the End Times Investigation DVD.
They've made many, many movies about aliens, but the question is, are they angelic or demonic?
As in the days of Noah, so it will be.
Yeah. And it goes down to, well, what is their ultimate purpose? Inaugurate the Antichrist.
All right, so that clip you just saw is from a new show, David Heavener Investigates. You can catch it only on davidheavener.tv. When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people. And it's just much appreciated. DavidHeavener.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999. Hey, everybody. I am honored and blessed not to have just one new book out, but 2 new books. That's right, 2 new books. The first one is End Times Investigation. I deal with Hollywood mind control. I deal with demon portals, the alien-demon connection, astral projection, program multiples, satanic ritual abuse, and much, much more. The things that I talk about in Last Evangelist and on my shows, all my interviews I do, it's right here in this book, especially my life story. Also, True Power, how to access your true power in these last days. Okay, it's a war manual for God's children. We need to learn the enemy's tactics and how to battle the enemy in these last days. Pick up a copy of this book. Just text the word CHOSEN to 91999, or you can go to davidheavener.tv/order, or you can simply call 844-806-0006.